Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, May 14th. A 47-year-old man faces assault charges after he turned himself in to Saugeen Shores police. They say on Sunday, a man arrived at the police station in Port Elgin to report he had just assaulted another man in Saugeen Shores. Then, police received a call from a male who said he was the victim of the assault. Police say the victim had significant injuries that required medical attention. The 47-year-old man at the police station has been charged with assault causing bodily harm. Police say the two knew each other and there's no concern for public safety. Owen Sound Council has signed off on a land sale process to help enable a proposed apartment development in the city's northeast end. Council agreed to declare a portion of unopened 21st Street East road allowance as surplus and to allow negotiation for a sale to Barry's Construction and Insulation, which is proposing a four-story, 35-unit apartment building on nearby lands. The space would be for parking for the new building, which is planned on land west of 9th Avenue East, south of the Bayfield Landing Affordable Housing Complex. Owen Sound Deputy Mayor Scott Gregg.
It's very positive news to see us trying to move forward in the community to facilitate further housing and intensification, which is aligned with the goals of a lot of municipalities in the province, too.
The head of Loblaws is warning consumers that pre-tariff stock is running out, and that means more things will be more expensive. To date, Loblaws says it has limited the number of tariff-hit products to a little over 1,000, but that within the next week or two, it will rise to over 3,000 and could peak at over 6,000 items within the next 2 months. All the items experiencing increases due to tariffs will be marked with a T. Ontario and Manitoba have signed a memorandum of understanding to reduce provincial trade barriers so the provinces can be better positioned to not just survive, but thrive in the wake of the Trump tariffs. Here's Premier Doug Ford on what the deal means to the country and to the provinces.
Supporting real free trade within Canada is one of the best ways to grow our economy, support our workers, unify our country, and protect Ontario.
The signed MOU today works towards mutual recognition of goods, services, and professions. In sports, a big game tonight, Game 5, the Toronto Maple Leafs and Florida Panthers at Scotiabank Arena. The home team has won all four games so far in the series. Could be some lineup changes for the Leafs tonight, as head coach Craig Berube says there will be some game-time decisions, but was mum on who would possibly be out tonight. 7 o'clock start tonight for the Toronto Maple Leafs and Panthers. Also in the NHL playoffs this evening, the Edmonton Oilers and Vegas Golden Knights play Game 5, a win, and the Oilers advance to the Western Conference Final. In professional Women's Hockey League playoffs, the Toronto Scepters will try to extend their series against the Minnesota Frost. It's an off day for Canada at the Men's World Hockey Championship ahead of tomorrow's preliminary round game against Austria. The Canadiens are off to a 3-0 start. The Blue Jays continue a three-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays after having a four-game winning streak end yesterday in the opener. And round two of the NBA playoffs, game fives in the New York-Boston and Minnesota-Golden State matchups, the Knights and Timberwolves can move on with wins. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the REMAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, mainly cloudy tonight, a 30% chance of showers, a low of 13, a 40% chance of showers Thursday, and the risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high of 21, the UV index 7 or high, a mix of sun and clouds Friday, and a high of 26. Right now it's 22 degrees, feeling like 26 in Lion's Head, 22 in Walkerton, 19 in Meaford, and it's 21, feeling like 25 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.